Right, good morning everyone. We will just start my journey and then we'll have a chat about my topic of today. I think it will be one topic, but who knows? Booing is a good thing, so I have a couple of things in mind. Okay, door's locked. Right, this could be fun because we'll probably encounter some of the school children as they come out, or no, as they go in to their school. And we shall probably encounter them as they perambulate in various speeds and guises along the pavement anterior to my feet. So, guess what we're talking about today? We're talking about accents. Accents. I don't know if I didn't get many comments, although a significant comment was made, which I'll come to in a minute, but didn't get many comments about my boo the other day when I'd said that I was written to by an acquaintance of mine who... who is black, that's all I know. I don't know if she's from... she's probably Afro-Caribbean, I can probably say that. So we had this conversation, in which, you know, I was saying, didn't I, that she wrote me an email saying that she couldn't understand why a man with a heavy Jamaican accent was the purveyor of my wife's voicemail message. And she said she couldn't understand it because me and my wife are, quotes, white working class. And I was saying that really I'm not apologising for this, you know, that I love accents. And it was actually Mr. Freaky Foof, who actually, and again to prove my point really, is himself black, yeah? And I'm not saying it like that, I'm saying it just because it proves me right and I'm quite happy about it. And we've been having a chat about accents, and the one thing he did say was that he was disappointed that I didn't do any of my accents on the boo, particularly my Jamaican accent or Afro-Caribbean accent. And so I'm starting a conversation today about accents, and I think we're free to do them. I actually heard someone on a boo recently, I'm trying to remember who it was, but they said, oh, I'm not being prejudiced when I do this. And then he did the accent of a Tesco driver that he was speaking to on the phone, and it was an Indian accent, and he was going, oh, you know, and I can't leave this, I can't leave it there, you know, I can't leave it there, it's very dangerous, it's not what we do. And the man was saying, the customer, this guy who'd left the boot, was saying, oh, you know, but just leave it there, it's fine. He's, oh, no, it's not what we do, it's not safe for, I'll do it for you. And then, you know, the funniest story about, front end of the story was about how this guy managed to post this guy shopping through the letterbox. So that was funny. But again, he was doing an accent, and he apologised for doing this Indian accent. And yet, so many of our words come from India, like dungarees and bungalow. Obvious ones. So, by special request, I would say, and by mutual agreement, I think Freaky Foof will do some of these accents with me, along with me, and we'll have a bit of fun, hopefully. But my voicemail would have been something like, you know, hang on, let me just make sure I've not got a bus here. Okay, we don't have a bus, but we have many, many people. So it was something like, you know, I'm going to have to wait a minute because I think this is the 11. I need to get this, so I can't pause. Is this the 11?
Yeah.
Oh, and a massive. Oh, is there? Go for that one then. Oh my. So we'll listen to accents while we're here. This is good. This is very good. It proves my point. So, you alright? You want to go first?
No, go on.
Okay. You sure? Thank you. Yeah? Which? What? Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Thank you. That's kind of you. So, So the two people there that we encountered, and this purely by chance, were black. She was the one saying to go first. She was black, had no accent, well, Birmingham accent, as did the young girl who just got off the bus, off the seat and gave me a seat, which is lovely for her to do that. So, but what I'm saying is, we don't, accents and culture, and, you know, I'm fortunate enough to live in a city where it's prevalent, you know, the different cultures, not just black or Indian or Pakistani or Bangladesh or Kashmiri, but many African countries, many Eastern European, now Chinese, and then some European, more European countries like Italy and Spain and others, especially with the new university intake. Birmingham was one of the biggest universities in the country, something like, 50,000 students? So it's a wonderful melting pot of accents. I was getting back to my voicemail, and, you know, so the message was something along the lines of, you know, like, Wagwan, this is Dikas, and I'm afraid that Sally's not in at the moment because she down at the beach sunbathing and drinking pina colada. If you like to leave a message, you can do so after the beep, and she might get back to you, but she's a little bit laid back. And it was all that, you know. And and that was what this woman was objecting to. But, you know, I wonder if she'd have objected if I was, like, doing a Newcastle accent saying, you know, away man, this is the answer phone of Zelly Hopkins Lake, she's not in at the moment to take your call. If you'd like to leave a message, she'll get back to you. Away. Or whatever. She probably would have found that really funny. Or if I'd have said, you know, if I'd have said, hello there, this is the answer phone of Sally. I'm afraid she's not available to take your call at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message and all that, so a Northern Irish accent in case I needed to tell you what that was. But, you know, that I think that would have been more acceptable. She would have laughed at that. And I don't. I've told the story a few times, and I don't see how one could be offended. It's an accent, and one that I particularly love, as do I the culture and stuff. And I'm far more immersed probably in the culture, frankly, than she is, because she doesn't have that many friends, I don't think. Sorry, that's really mean. But, you know, I think I would argue that. There's been people at work, you know, so one of the girls, and she's like, you know, you is a black man in a white man's body, and all this. And I just think that's an honour, to be honest, so far from being a prejudice. I think it's an honour to be told that. So there you go. I've got lots of time on these booze. It's easy to sort of overtalk. I won't. I will go now. But leave us to discuss accents and the diversity of accents. I mean, Freaky Foof and I came up with loads, and me and him, we're going to definitely carry on having that conversation, because we've really made each other laugh about accents, and he's fantastic at accents, you know. And you just don't know, do you, just how surprising it is. People I suppose he's got good ears, so you know he's going to pick up accents, but to actually mimic them, you know, is another thing. And he does it so well, so I'm looking forward perhaps to, you know, a few different kind of accents, you know, coming out of the audio boo, the audio boo, and into your ears. I think that would be absolutely fantastic, you know. So we see you later.